The word for today is pray boldly, part one. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16, we read, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace." When Martin Luther's co-worker became ill, the reformer prayed boldly for healing. "I besought the Almighty with great vigour, quoting from Scripture all the promises I could remember, and said that he must grant my prayer if I was henceforth to put faith in his promises." As John Wesley was crossing the Atlantic Ocean, his ship encountered a great storm. He was reading in his cabin when he learnt that the winds were knocking the ship off course, so he responded in prayer. Adam Clark, a colleague, heard the prayer and recorded it. "Almighty God, thou hast sway everywhere, and all things serve the purpose of thy will. Command these winds and waves that they should obey thee, and take us speedily and safely to the haven whither we would go." Wesley stood up from his knees, took up his book, and continued to read. Adam Clark went on deck, where he found calm winds and the ship on course. But Wesley made no remark about the answered prayer. Clark wrote, "So fully did he expect to be heard that he took it for granted that he was heard." Boldness in prayer is an uncomfortable thought for many. Pounding on the door of the Most High, wrestling with God, is such prayer irreverent, presumptuous? It would be had God not invited us to pray as such. "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Are you in a time of need? Come boldly to the throne of grace, believing God to answer your prayer and move on your behalf. That's the word for today on UCB.